We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
You've gone out, you had a great time, you're fully expecting to meet again, and then nothing. No text, no calls. Frustrating. Audrey, the queen of ghosting. Why? Well, we're going to find out right now.
Call me out.
Let's talk to Drew. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, dude.
Hey, good morning.
So we understand that Jesse's a no-call, no-show, and we're going to find out why in a second. But first, why don't you give us a little backstory? How'd you guys meet and what happened?
Yeah, so we met on Hinge, and we immediately hit it off. So honestly, I'm kind of completely perplexed by this whole situation because we had so much in common, we couldn't stop talking. It actually got in the way of me sleeping for a while since we stayed up so late talking on the phone. Yeah,
dang.
Yeah.
That's that good love.
Actually, yeah. Keep me up. They talked on the phone.
I got news for you. Almost nothing keeps me from sleeping.
You, not even a new relationship, the new love.
Oh, I'm the opposite. Everything's keeping me up.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
So everything was going great. I decided to meet up in person to see if it was actually, if the chemistry was still there.
And
when we did, it was exactly the same. Like, we couldn't get enough of each other or stop talking. It actually went so well that we mutually deleted the Hinge app together on the date. Like, I showed her deleting my profile, and then she picked up the app and deleted it, too, so.
On the first date?
Yeah. I mean, we had talked a lot before that, and then it was just going, it just felt so right.
Okay.
You know, so.
You did it together?
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're, like, sitting there, they're like, all right, 3, 2, 1.
Well, you go first. No, you go first.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Okay, and that's actually not that far off.
That's
impressive. But that makes no damn sense.
Seriously.
Then. No, exactly. Yeah, I feel like we went out of the way to show each other that we like had found what we were looking for. So I don't know what would change. It makes no sense to me.
Well, there's nothing left to do, Drew, except for to call Jesse and just ask her ourselves, okay? Hang on just a second.
All right, thanks.
Hello?
Jesse, Brad Booker, Alex Franco, and Audrey Allen. I know this is going to be a shock to you this morning, but we do a morning radio show, if you haven't heard of us, Mix 94.7.
And
thank goodness.
Oh, yeah.
If she said no,
I love you guys.
I'd be like, oh.
I try to stay humble.
It's like, I've been waiting for this day.
in the midst of all our glory. So you might have heard and probably have heard of Waiting by the Phone. And full disclosure, Drew's on the phone too. And he contacted us because he said y'all went out. Great chemistry from jump. Just as good on the date. Y'all like deleted your Hinge app together. And he is so perplexed, as he said, as to why you're not responding back. So did he just read the room wrong, or is there something else going on?
Okay, so I feel bad about this because I think I'm partially to blame, to be honest, because when I go out on a date and have a few drinks, I'm pretty agreeable and I'll start doing things I normally wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
So,
no, well, okay. So when we were on our date, you know, I would say it was going extremely well.
Yeah.
And we had a few drinks, you know, it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun, honestly. And it was just weird because, like, he confronted me and put me on the spot about deleting Hinge, and I was pretty tipsy. I loosened up a lot, you know, so I just kind of went along with it to keep that vibe going. So I did agree to delete the app in front of him when he asked, but I guess I feel like I got, like, way ahead of myself. Like, that's not something I ever would have done if we hadn't been in person together and if I hadn't had a few drinks.
Mm-hmm. Audrey, let's just say. So you had a date last weekend.
Yeah.
And you liked him. You were vibing with it. You admitted that you guys kissed.
Way to blow my spot.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. It doesn't take a lot of pressure.
No, it doesn't. I'm the exact same way as her. I am so agreeable when I start having a drink. I'm like, what do you want to do? Let's go. Like, what do you want? I probably would have deleted the app too.
You would have?
But I would not have deleted my profile. I would have re-downloaded it later.
Right?
Oh, no.
You wake up, you're like, that was stupid.
So yeah, exactly.
You just woke up and felt that, oh, dang, what did I do?
Yeah, basically, like, I started thinking about it, and I was feeling, like, kind of icky about it. I just didn't feel, like, I just wouldn't do that for someone I just met. Like, it's kind of crazy, to be honest. Like, I just felt like it was super quick. I felt like love bombed, kind of. Like, it just didn't sit right with me that I deleted the app for him, and that he would even expect that of me. Like,
you said earlier that you feel like you're partially to blame. Is it just because you went along with it?
Yeah, kind of, like, I shouldn't have, like, agreed to that. Like, I was kind of disappointed in myself because, like, I'm not really a pushover, and I kind of was being a pushover. I didn't want to, like, give him power by explaining it to him. I just kind of, I don't know. I just want to be independent and prove to myself I don't owe anyone anything and just be selfish in a situation because I'm a strong woman. I should not have done that.
I feel for her though. That's early signs of controllingness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Is that
exactly.
Word controllingness?
Controlling behavior.
There you go. Yeah. If he initiated that conversation to delete it,
imagine him later in the relationship.
You guys,
exactly.
That's not fair.
That was one day.
That is not fair.
This is the gateway control.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
How come I got those vibes?
That's not fair at all.
I'm just saying,
even she admitted that she could have easily said, no, I don't feel comfortable with that. Hit me back in a couple of days or whatever.
She didn't reach out back. She deleted it. She reinstalled it at the next day. She knew that she wouldn't do that normally. Hey, I'm telling you.
Controlling, that's...
Sounds like Alex is saying she should have ghosted him.
That's crazy. Drew...
Hey.
Sure. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thought you hung out. What do you think about what she said?
I don't think that I was trying to be controlling in any way, to be honest. I thought that if we found what we were looking for, then why would we keep it? And that it was reasonable to leave the app together.
Most controllers never feel that
way. Oh, my gosh. That is so not cool.
I don't know. Maybe I guess I'd prefer to find someone who feels the same way about it.
Boom.
That's fair.
There you go. Hmm. All right. Well... We can move on our separate ways, and you do you, and you do you, and good luck to you both. You both sound very
nice.
Thank
you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.